low incorporation costs when incorporating in Delaware. Delaware corporations can be formed without even visiting Delaware, and meetings of Delaware corporations can be held anywhere and need not be in Delaware. And saying this, Delaware is any other state that has these requirements. Incorporating in Delaware also has legal advantages. The Court of Chancery, a business court system solely specializing in corporate law. Consequently, Delaware corporations can rely on a well-established body of law providing predictable legal decisions. There's that part. And Delaware corporations provide a major source of revenue to the state. So by incorporating in Delaware, you are insured of a business-friendly environment. And then Delaware corporations pay no annual franchise tax. Somebody mentioned franchise. That is amongst the lowest in the nation. So that's just the big nine.
Well, that's kind of like to my point of there was 10 paragraphs about the low tax structure and one paragraph about favorable corporate law, and I think that's the reason most of these 13,000 planes that incorporated here. And whatever assumptions Wiedemann has made, I'm sure you can back them up, but I kind of think they're just assumptions. That's all they are. I don't think it'll bear out. And I can't believe they're going to go down this path again. I'm not pointing. You are on the committee, so you got to listen to some of this.
I was part of the discussion.
I know you're one of the 13 members, but I think to set up another structure where you have to pay and you have to apply for a rebate, I mean, doesn't work.
That's why that's not the one that's coming up first, because it's going to create that bureaucracy somewhere that doesn't exist. So let me recommend if you want to continue the discussion and get more details, we'll put it on another agenda. But we kind of got off the sales, the fuel tax thing here a little bit.
But
I don't know what you would like to do as far as pursuing the 23 cents, you know, with the county or.
I would like to see you get more information that you volunteered to get to help us pursue this further, and then we can. I'm going to make some phone calls just to find out what the process is upstate and learn more about that. And I honestly, knowing what little bit I know about the state legislature, is it's going to take more than a letter from the county to change things. I think we're going to have to get more people involved, maybe. You know, every airport, every pilot in the state, or something. You know, or every FBO operator.
Well, you know, it's surprising to me when I first started getting involved in this, maybe 2 years ago, and to find that the Delaware Pilot Association, which is run by an engineer from Pennsylvania for some reason, it supports this whole thing. In fact, they're encouraging.
Supports the tax the way it is.
Supports not the. Not the ABS tax, supports imposing a jet fuel tax, increasing creating a registration fee. You know, a group of pilots, for some reason, has been brainwashed into thinking this is a good thing for aviation.
Well, either brainwashed or they have more information than we do, and there's a benefit. But I'm like you, I can't believe that a group of pilots would be endorsing having more paperwork, rebate information, requirements, hassle, however you want to put it. But obviously we don't have the same understanding that they do.
Perhaps.
So, but to make it more competitive, I think it's pretty clear, you know, that there's a significant difference between the motor fuel tax levied against what you buy in Delaware versus what you buy in Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Virginia, and even more than twice than what's in New Jersey.
Looks like Rick's on point for this. So,
yeah.
Why don't you? Do you want to report?
I would like another month to give it some thought. Yeah, to be honest with you.
We can find out about how imminent this legislation might
like
be.
It's not very imminent.
No.
They're still trying to find sponsors and.
Who's trying to find sponsors?
It's a tax. There are people on the
Delta.
Sorry, Transportation Committee in the state legislature. No, that's the question I have.
That's kind of the funny thing about this advisory committee is, and I think something good is going to come out of Garrett